Hello, and welcome to The Guild That Keeps On Giving, a podcast about a group of friends and their thoughts, ideas, and experiences relating to D&D. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Patrick, and let's go talk to my friends. And now the conclusion to the 1D&D 3rd UA playtest. Enjoy the show.
Do you need any help?
We sure do.
Oh, great.
This is the weirdest family I think I've ever seen.
What's your name?
Not important.
That's a weird name. Anyway, what do you need? What do you want to do?
Leave?
We don't know.
I think you're going to have to destroy figure out who the murderer is. That's why we're all stuck here.
Who's the murderer?
Do you know who the murderer is?
I don't. I just, after dinner, I didn't feel well, and Mommy took me and my brothers back here, and then we went to sleep, and I woke up at one point, and I didn't feel well, but then I don't remember anything, and the next thing I knew, I was in my room, and I couldn't remember my doll's name. And then you came.
Super fun.
And now I do! It's Della! Ha ha! And she spins around again. So, how can I help you?
First off, have you seen your brothers?
No, they're dead.
Great.
But so are you, so that doesn't...
Am I?
Let's check their beds. I just don't want to leave. Are there bodies in the beds or ghosts or
no? They're empty.
Nothing.
They're empty. Okay. Bellicose. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Devorah. Are there any other doors out of here? I'm not seeing any on the map.
No, just the one.
Okay.
I'm asking Devorah. Did you see everyone who was at the party?
Oh yeah, I was there.
And I'm just kind of like running down the names. I'm like, oh, you know, this person, this person, this person. And then I list all the names that we know about. And then I'm like, did I leave anybody out from the party?
A bard, perhaps?
I don't say that.
Was there a bard? Oh, I do.
He already listed the bard. And, I mean, he didn't list the maid, but... her name's not important. At least that's what Mommy says.
Wow.
And she's... and then there was that gnome who wanted to serve us tea, and he was on a trial basis, but I feel like he disappeared before the party.
They kicked him out before the party?
No, he's dead in here now, canonically.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Oh my god. Hope you're listening to all our playtest stuff to get these jokes.
These great jokes.
Mm-hmm. Weston, for some reason, doesn't like to hear about the dead gnome. Anyway.
Weird.
Yeah. So she's like, no, you didn't leave anyone. I mean, you didn't mention my brothers or me, but like. Also, Mommy says we don't matter either.
Your mom is a real treasure.
She talks about treasure a lot.
I bet she does.
Yes.
Okay, so you and your brothers, and you have no idea where your brothers might be?
I mean, I think they were young and innocent enough to just move on to the next life.
Gotcha.
They're not going to be part of this story.
That sounds good. Okay, so they didn't murder anyone, obviously.
Can you take us?
All I did was murder that gnome, but somehow I'm stuck here.
I do some vaguely religious gestures, and I'm like, and you're absolved of something or other. That's official. Trust me.
Can you lead us to the room where the moving pictures happen?
Oh, the projector? Yeah.
She had a thing for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Let me just shut this door. I can take you anywhere you want to go.
Perfect.
It's almost like that was the reward for solving that puzzle.
That's what I was hoping.
She like holds the doorknob and you hear like things like, and then she's like, okay, you can open it now.
So it was not magical, it was all mechanical Like, nope. This is a weird, like, cabin in the woods house?
No, I'm a ghost. It's magical, but the magic sometimes has sound effects.
Okay.
I'm going...
You're now in the projector room.
I am going to put canister 2 into the projector.
Okay.
Is the little girl still with us?
Oh, yeah. She's coming with.
Can I ask her, like, what's the deal with the piano, little girl? I can't get that thing open.
Oh, you probably need the master key. My dad keeps it in the master bedroom.
Nice. And he calls her whatever the Faerun version of Clutch is.
That's me.
Nice.
That's her name, Clutch, right?
It's her nickname in this
fan's Clutch with a PH. Delora Clutch.
Clutch with a PH. Delora Clutch Flan.
Clutch Flan. Bormont.
I love it. The Flan family.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Her mom's part of the Flans.
The New Hampshire Flans.
The New Jersey Flans.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh,
getting
no.
More of a New Jersey vibe than a New Hampshire vibe with her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here we are. It's kind of boring.
Okay, well,
let's play this movie.
Does anything happen with the
projector? Do you want to go to the master bedroom, or I thought you wanted to come here?
I wanted to see what happened with the film reel number 2.
Okay, you set that up?
Yeah.
It starts playing, and basically it's the same setup as film reel number 3, where it's like kind of just seems to be pointed at kind of a weird angle where you get the door, and, you know, but it's like, it's almost like it was left here, and they forgot to turn it off, kind of deal. And so it's just, for a long time, it's just filming nothing. And then you see the cook and the fancily dressed bard come out of the doorway, and they're kind of like talking with each other, and everyone roll perception checks.
27.
That's a pretty 16. Good perception check.
Or bellicose. Yeah,
it is. McDuh. Oh, 26. Wow, you guys are all, like, really clustered. I mean, I know that Weston's wasn't this high, but, like, I feel like bellicose and McDuh in particular, like, when they roll very similar numbers on these rolls. Anyway, you guys can pick up and notice that he kind of, like, slips something out of the back of her. Like, she's got something kind of like in a pocket of her apron, and she's carrying this big tray of, like, presumably food. And as he's, like, slipping away, you notice that it is the carving knife. And he makes off towards the far door in this scene, which you can see leads outside, and he seems to go do something in the, like, that garden, hedge garden area. And when you come back, you can see that what he has in his hand, you presume, is still the knife, and it looks a little bit more red before it, like, returns to its normal coloring. And then he follows where the cook went. And then the reel ends.
All right, so you said the bard was named...
Lorenzo.
Is Lorenzo the bard?
That is your best guess.
Okay, okay.
And he, so, goes outside, does something in the hedge garden.
Mm-hmm. Which, if you recall, what happened when you went in the hedge garden?
One of those, I forget what it was, one of those creepy things came out of the side.
Mm-hmm.
Hedgerow kind entry or whatever.
Plant monster. Yeah.
I don't know what they're called, but some evil plant monster.
It's okay. Right.
Mm-hmm. And so then he comes back in. The knife is glowing red for a minute before it goes back to, like, looking like a regular carving knife.
Mm-hmm.
And then he follows the cook into the kitchen, or what we think is the kitchen.
Or wherever she went, yeah.
And then that's it. That's the end of the reel.
That's the end of that reel. Reel 3 is...
comes out of the kitchen.
He comes out of the kitchen staggering, yeah, and then the cleric comes out after him and stabs him with the carving knife before leaving. And then the final thing is the elf kind of staggers in, sees the dead body, sees the projector... like, clear silent movie style, has an epiphany, right. And then leaves the room, presumably to go write his cryptic secret codex message.
Gotcha.
And at what point does the house fall down, but the window is right over the guy, so it falls, and he actually...
You assume that's real 9 3/4. Exactly. That we'll have that for... I don't know why you only assume there's 3 reels to this.
Totally fair.
Right.
So it seems like different people might be doing the murdering.
Well, the cleric murdered...
Well, we'll say killing. Lorenzo. We don't know what happened.
That's true. Let's not assign motive to these killings. Right.
I mean, that's only the task at hand.
Mm-hmm, right.
When whoever says, like, let's not assign motive, Dolores, I think is the name of the child, is like, no, I'm pretty sure that's what you're here to do. I don't think we can rest in peace until the murderer is named. No,
we're very non-judgmental.
Oh, well, so, you know. Maybe they should have sent somebody else.
We'll figure
Let's
this out.
Let's go to the master bedroom and get the key, the master key.
Right, that's what I was going to say.
Okay.
Very good, she grabs the door, and again, there's all the kind of jingle-jangle house-shuttering sounds as she's like,
oh man, he's fighting me, but I almost got it. You can open the door now.
Okay.
The one to the east?
The one you're standing in front of. The one that, yeah. This is my parents' room.
She, like, starts rolling around on the bearskin rug and playing with her doll, and she's just like,
you can do whatever you want, I guess.
Where would the key be?
Probably in his dresser. Or his trunk, I don't know.
All right, well,
we search those. Voices.
You find it. There's a big, an ornate, fancy key.
All right. Back to the piano.
Let's go open that piano up.
All right, bye, master bedroom.
And she skips out after you.
All right, we'll let Padre do this thing with the piano.
Click, I'm going to move you, assuming you want. Okay, there you go. You click and open the piano, and inside, instead of like, I mean, there are strings, but there is also a giant black beating heart.
Boom, 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 boom.
That's something. I asked Delora, I'm like, what is the heart in the piano about?
Real quick, roll a nature check because you're looking at this. But she's like,
it's probably the heart of the house. It's why the house is magical. It tries to protect us, but I think the murderer corrupted it somehow.
Perhaps through the murder?
Perhaps.
Mm. Ooh, I rolled a natural 1.
Yeah, you don't know. This just looks like a normal heart to you. I mean... Cool.
Let me take a look at that. I got a 20 on
me. You can tell there's like a normal looking heart, and then there's like clearly some sort of black growth that's like attached to it, and is like, you can see it's like corrupting the rest of it, kind of. Your knowledge nature check lets you know that, like, that's not a normal part of a heart. that's a different thing.
Okay. I wonder how we get rid of this, Dora. Do you know?
I'm not a doctor.
Can I use a medicine check to remove it?
You can try.
I'll give it a shot. An 11.
How are you? What are you doing to do this medicine check?
Trying to cut it off or little surgery or something to remove it.
Just a quick, casual surgery.
Yeah. Okay, so.
As open all heart. Surgeries should be.
Right,
open
right.
Heart surgery.
Right, okay. So you're touching it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I'll reach in and grab it and try to cut the thing off.
Okay, take 6 points of acid damage as you attempt to cut it. Your weapon doesn't do anything to it. It's like, it won't cut. It can't gain any sliceability
on
it.
Can I try to do the same thing but do it with that weird knife that we got?
You sure can.
Mm. I will give you the knife.
I will take the knife.
Just roll an attack and damage.
Attack and damage, not a medicine thing.
Not a medicine, no.
Okay. Does an 8 do anything?
It does, actually. Its AC is 5. Nice. And yeah, you are like, you hit it with this knife and it like, there's like a screech and a wail that comes from it and it like bursts and like, but it's not like liquid that comes out. It's like smoke. And the whole house starts, like, shaking and trembling, and you hear a voice, but it sounds like literally it sounds like 8 or 9 people speaking at once. Children, old people, different kinds of people. All their voices are like overlaid saying the same thing simultaneously. And it's like, oh, so clever. Well, I'm not giving up this little house that easily. You have to name me. If you name the wrong one, I'll send you their soul to kill and damn them for eternity. But I'm not leaving without a fight, and I'm not showing up to a fight unless I'm called by name. And the house is just kind of lightly tremoring constantly.
Well, I guess we leave here now. So, can you open a door to, like, a spare bedroom? I assume there are...
Yeah, right this way.
Perfect. And the voice from the smoke cloud that's kind of billowing up is like, enough of you, little girl. And she's like, no, I'm here to... And she, like, is knocked through the door, and the door slams shut, and she's gone.
Okay.
Well, who knows how to play piano?
Not I.
That's the real test of this whole thing.
Dodo knows like 2 songs, and they're both very poorly played. So,
well, we have eternity to practice.
That's right. Let's see.
Okay, this is the moment. Have you solved the murder? I'll tell you. You have all the clues.
We feel like we've gone through the whole house.
You might have. I'm pretty sure you have gone through the whole house, and you've solved all of my puzzles. The girl first.
We solved all the puzzles, huh? Okay, so Dodo knows who, or Padre knows who he thinks it is.
Yeah, take a minute to discuss amongst yourselves.
And then we're really going to get into it, though.
But take as much time as you want, because I really don't want to die.
Who do you think
it is? I think it's Bertram.
Bertram himself? Mm-hmm. Why?
He's played no part in any of this other shenanigans.
There's no... We're doing classic mystery novel rules, right, apparently. There's no evidence pointing to him, so it must be him.
I also have a Hercule Poirot mustache that I twirl. See, that's how that works.
Perfect.
That's my guess.
I think this guess is in character.
Correct. That's the idea.
Okay.
All right. Click, where are you headed with this?
That is a great question. Remind me, what the name of the father was?
Bertram.
Oh,
that's
there
the
we
guess.
Go. Okay, perfect. I think Dodo's onto something.
Nice.
Oh, no.
He seems suspicious.
Agreed.
Also, feel free to talk through the evidence that you found, and maybe you'll help each other figure it out.
All right. Okay. So we know that Lorenzo took the knife to the maze.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
And he came back and it was red, but then returned to normal.
Mm-hmm.
Like glowing red or bloody red?
It looked kind of like, well, it's hard to tell. It's a black and white film. So I guess it was just dark, and then it's now darker, and then it became normal-ish looking.
Okay.
Also, you know, well, no, I'm going to let you try to figure this out. I'm going to just sit on my hands and not talk.
All right. We know that someone cheated at cards.
Yes. We figured out that person.
Do we remember who it was? I can't remember. It was...
They were all wraiths. You didn't actually name a person.
But we knew who because of the ash.
But weren't there, like, wasn't there ash at multiple...
Yeah, but one was a cigarette, and that was the killer. The other one, or maybe it was a pipe. I can't remember. Let me look back.
I think it was a pipe, and that would have been Abigail.
Well, I think it was the person with the cigarette. Is that how we distinguished it was the person?
You solved it by realizing that the one of the cards was magic in the hand. You just...
Right.
It wasn't the ash that gave it away.
No, but we looked and
but
one
the,
had
but
a,
the hand of the card.
Mm-hmm.
There was... One person had ash on the table, one person had ash on the floor.
Yes.
I'm thinking the pipe was the ash on the floor. I don't know why the pipe would be the ash on the floor, as opposed to the cigarette.
I think the cheater, was Bertram Beaumont, man with a cigarette holder. That's who I think the cheater was, back over what little I can remember here, what I have written down.
Okay.
We have no indication that Lorenzo was bad before he was killed, right? Like, he was just kind of maybe annoying, but not, like, evil?
Well, we didn't see him do anything evil.
Right.
We saw him come back with a knife. He stole the knife, then went into the kitchen, then came out of the kitchen, and the dwarf killed Luthander. I mean, we literally saw the dwarf kill somebody. So
yeah, that happened.
Is there any reason to think that it wasn't the dwarf?
Well, we simply reserve judgment here.
I think, if we go back over what we know from the film reels, we know we found the cook dead in the kitchen because we did the bucket challenge. And then we saw...
And how was she dead?
The knife.
Yeah, she was stabbed, right?
Her throat was cut. That's right. Yeah.
Her throat was cut. Yeah.
And we saw, I guess, Lorenzo go in after her to the kitchen, and then we don't see her anymore. That's because...
Yeah, but he comes out and he stumbles. I think it's Luthander. I mean, it literally says in that codex thing that Lorenzo's light box is the key. It saw the truth.
Yeah, I think by light box, they mean the camera.
Yeah.
Right.
And so in Reel 2, we see Luthander Ron murder Lorenzo.
Well, that's Reel 3.
Oh, Reel 3. Oh, but in Reel 2...
You see Lorenzo steal the knife, go out to the garden, do something, come back, and go in the direction that the cook went.
Right.
So was Lorenzo the murderer?
Is that what you're saying, or are you just talking still?
I'm just talking.
Also, roll something. Just roll something so I can speak to you.
Roll something, huh? What do you want us to roll?
What? Investigation, perception.
Okay.
Just a general intelligence check. Anything you want.
I got a 22 perception.
Okay. Remember, you have a flash of how did the little girl say she died?
She felt sick.
Yeah, it sounded like she was poisoned.
Right.
Right. And who got hit by all that damage in the garden?
Oh, that was me, I think.
Was that our cleric friend? And it was largely poison damage that plant did in the garden.
So the cook poisoned everyone?
And Lorenzo killed the cook?
And then the cleric killed Lorenzo.
And then the old lady swallowed the fly.
Right. And the doctor was a woman.
And the horse's name
but,
is right.
Of course. Mm-hmm. I just want to... Just to be clear, you never saw the cook go out into the garden.
We just saw Lorenzo.
Right.
So maybe he got poisoned from the plant thing that was out there.
We don't want him to be the bad guy.
We don't want Lorenzo to be the bad guy.
Yep. We got to come up with something else.
That's fine. I didn't do a good job.
Mysteries are difficult. They really are. I mean, you don't know what a clue is. You don't want to what a clue isn't.
That's why all the best, all the most popular mystery novels just have someone else solve it all at the end.
Right.
With information that wasn't really in the rest of the novel.
Right.
That makes total sense to me.
And this is when Sherlock Holmes walks in and goes, ha-ha, the dust caked onto your boots, tells me.
Right.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to let you pick who you want to pick, and the story will either end with you in the house forever, or you solved it.
All right. I'm saying Lorenzo.
I mean, we saw a murder. We could just say it was the cleric.
The girl was killed by poison.
Mm-hmm. But we didn't see how that occurred.
No.
Right. We know the knife did poison damage, though.
And what kind of knife is it?
A carving knife?
The cook knife. All right. It's the cook. The cook killed everybody. She poisoned them and stabbed them.
I feel
them
like she was the first one to die.
Yeah. Well, right. She killed everybody by poisoning them. And then Lorenzo found out and tried to stop it.
I think he stopped it.
And then Luthander saw him murdering the cook, thought he was murdering everybody, killed Lorenzo, and then Luthander died of the poisoning, which just took longer because he's a dwarf.
Three or four of them just died at the poker table later on from the poison.
From being poisoned.
Or the poker table was unrelated to the rest of the family poisoning. That was just a separate fun little puzzle.
Sure. I'll go with Cook. Dodo just wants to get this thing cleared up. He's all about results. He's not really about thinking about why.
Sure.
It's not his strong suit.
Yeah, let's see if we're trapped here forever.
That's a two shot.
It was the cook.
Okay.
Do we have the cook's name?
You cook don't. Lady? The Cookie. Smoke materializes into the cook, and we're going to roll for initiative.
All right.
Nice.
Was the cook.
Alrighty. It is Click Tabish's turn.
Click Tabish is a dragonborn, which I totally remembered.
Since your token is a picture of your own face, it's hard to remember.
Well, I am also a dragonborn, so
that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I will step here and ready an attack for when one of my allies is in 5 feet of the lady.
Okay, it is Dodo McDuh's turn.
All right, Dodo McDuh like puts his hands up in the air and says, "By the power of the church," and he casts Spirit Guardians.
Okay.
And I'm going to choose, obviously, my colleagues here to not be hurt by that.
Right.
And it is radiant damage.
15-foot?
15-foot.
Radius?
Radius, yes.
Alrighty.
And then I will move within 5 feet as I'm coming up with my mace, and that's it for me.
Okie doke. Does that trigger your thing, Click Tabish, or?
It does. So I will attempt to stab her. That is a nat 20.
Nice.
Okay. That's a hit.
I assume so. Okay. Now I have to remember how many freaking sneak attacks and... I swear. Okay. I normally grab enough dice for a regular sneak attack.
Mm-hmm.
And then... it doesn't work out that way. Okay. That's 50 total damage.
Okay. What are you doing? You're hitting her with a sneak attack, just with a...
with a rapier.
Yeah. So you stab her with your rapier and, like, just the right spot, and you're confident this is, you know, gonna do as all that damage, and she just looks up with you with, like, just terror in her eyes as she realizes she is dying, and she just kind of burns up in, like, fiery ash and is dead, destroyed.
Oh, wow.
Well, that was nice.
So it was not the cook, is what we are learning.
It does feel that way.
Well, we know it can't be Lorenzo, so...
Right.
Well, if it wasn't the cook, then maybe it was Lorenzo.
We've
completely ruled out Bertram.
I haven't.
Good.
I still think it's Bertram.
The door opens, and... to the side, and you hear another door open as well.
That's never good. So I go in there with my spirit guardians on.
Just okay. Take a little peek, see.
Yep.
It's still the bedroom, and then you can see to the south, if the light source gets in there, that the other door opens to the entry foyer, to the like entrance of the house, and the door to the house is open.
So we've succeeded.
The house is you're able to leave.
Nice.
No, it was the
as far as you know.
I guess.
We walk out the door, and we're back in the house.
Nope. Do you walk out the door?
Yes.
Yes.
You walk out the door and walk off the porch, and the door slams behind you, and there's a huge whoosh, and you turn around, and the house is gone. The hill is empty, and on the wind, you hear laughter. Ha 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 ha! And the house is gone. That's the end of the one shot.
There we go.
I'm going to take it as a win.
You well, should not. post credit scene, this house shows up and people wander in and get like caught up and die. Like this.
And we're sent to fix it again.
I don't think you'll be sent to fix it again.
We did our best.
You did do your best. You survived. That's a thing.
We yeah. did.
Picked the maid, which was the weakest person to try to fight, if you didn't pick the right person. So that was...
Right. Who was the right person?
Lorenzo was the right person. Okay.
Lorenzo
took the...
But...
He He took the carving knife. He went out, snuck out, used the poison plant to poison it. Went back, used, like, got basically everyone ate food that was cut with it. They all are poisoned. Except for him. He chose not to eat this, but you wouldn't. There's no clue for you to know that. And basically, the cleric figures out as everyone's getting sick and starting to, like, he's like, we've been poisoned, something's wrong. He figures it out and goes and confronts Lorenzo. He finds the dead maid who Lorenzo did murder with the knife, and he kills him. And the elf's clue about the light box is just that he sees a dead body. He's comes from the kitchen. He saw another dead body, and he sees the light box, and he's just like, this thing must have witnessed something, but he doesn't know everything that it's witnessed. Like, so yeah, his clue is that, like, the information's there. But so you were close in some ways. Like, you figured out they were poisoned.
Yeah.
Nice. Take it as a win.
Oh well.
Yeah. It's almost like this is all make believe.
I know, right?
And
we've succeeded.
That's right.
Yes, I'm sure your report back to the church was.
The house is gone completely. The hill is safe.
Yeah, we took that hill.
All of that's true.
Taken care of.
You're probably getting a promotion out of all of this.
That sounds right.
When it's all said and done.
Great. Level up.
Level up a character. You
would
never
get to level up.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
You can level that character right up.
And we'll never play him again.
Nope, you won't. But you'll know they leveled up in your heart.
Right.
In your greatest treasure. Family.
Family. So is family.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our haunted house adventure.
I did.
And
I did.
Felt like it was a fun adventure, especially when we won at the end. That was the best.
Mm-hmm. That's the probably the most fun part.
I agree. I really enjoyed the modular map setup that you had, which
wasn't
as much fun for the listeners, but I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
It was confusing, spooky, everything it should have been.
So altogether, right. Ookie.
Yes, I agree.
Yes, that was the other thing I did intentionally was built in some, like, the girl is the way to, like, choose your room that you want to go to, but you can't get to her until you've figured out the mom's necklace puzzle. And so even if you hadn't played the other puzzle games, which, I mean, would have made it really hard because that gave you all the names on the first one. Right. But theoretically, you could have stumbled your way through some of these other ones. But there were some, like, roadblock things. And the master bedroom's not even on the map until, like, the house doesn't want you to find the key. So the house will never give you that room. You have to find the girl to unlock that. So,
yeah.
But it's fun as a DM to be able to do this modular thing because, yeah, after a while it was like, well, I really want you to solve the puzzle with the crypt. And so you were like, well, we'll just go keep exploring the house until the puzzle makes sense. And I was just like, and now the mom's ghost is basically saying, no, 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 give me my necklace. I'm not letting you leave until you've solved it. So I don't know. It was that was a fun thing for me. I don't know if it was so fun for you, but
no, it was. It made us persist with it. So yeah, it was good. It was good.
All right, well, we can wrap it up for this week.
Be sure to join us next week for our clue style alternate ending to the third 1D&D UA playtest. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Guild That Keeps On Giving. Please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, or whatever your favorite podcast service. Also, don't forget to like and share our Facebook page, The Guild That Keeps On Giving on Facebook, our Instagram at TGTKOG, and our Twitter at T_G_T_K_O_G. For all of us here at The Guild That Keeps On Giving, thanks for listening and have a great week.